Ketchikan,
Kotzebue,
Dillingham,
Sitka,
Chugiak,
Fairbanks,
Fort Yukon,
Wrangell,
Barrow, Unalaska, Dutch Harbor,
Alaknarechamute.
This is AK on Alaska News Nightly. I'm Matt Miller. This week on AK, David Bowie, professor. For one Alaskan, David Bowie's death is, let's just say, a bit complicated. UAA linguistics professor David Bowie, spelled B-O-W-I-E, has a vexed relationship with the musician he shares his name with. Alaska Public Media's Zachariah Hughes spoke to him about how he went from resenting the musician as a teenager to owning the celebrity name as an adult.
Like a lot of 15-year-olds growing up in Connecticut, there was a stretch of time where I was obsessed with David Bowie. Time takes a cigarette. After the singer's death, I was curious if he'd ever come to Alaska, but I got sidetracked when Google informed me that there is a different David Bowie, still living very close by, and in fact, extremely receptive to a telephone call out of the blue.
Like I tell my students every semester, I don't expect you to end up pronouncing my name right. It's fine. I will answer to either. But just so that you know, it's Bowie.
Bowie studies language, particularly the subtle regional differences that shape vowels, like that O in the middle of his name. That's an alphabetic anomaly that's particular to his upbringing in southern Maryland.
In most of the United States, it's Bowie. But in Maryland and eastern and central Texas, it's Bowie.
Even given that, not everyone is so observant of regional differences and vowel sounds.
The first name kind of primes the pronunciation of the last name. You see David, and then you see something spelled B-O-W-I-E. It must be Bowie.
Besides that name, Bowie bears little resemblance to Bowie. He's 45, has glasses and spiky brown hair, and is wearing a silver bow tie. The floor of his office is covered with collapsed heaps of linguistics books. He was born in 1970, just on the cusp of the English singer's rise to American fame. Bowie says his parents weren't hip enough to even know that they were consigning their son to a difficult few decades of jokes, chuckles, chortles, jests, and I presume a good amount of bullying, too.
You know, to share the name of a bisexual rock star when you're going to a semi-rural southern high school isn't really the most comfortable thing in the world.
Bowie didn't listen to the music, even resented it a little bit. He was going to change his name at 18, but then, like many young Americans, his identity flipped when he got to college.
And suddenly sharing the name of a celebrity was kind of fun. I'm just like, you know what, I'm going to own this.
Not only did he start listening to Bowie, he started caring, developing opinions on whole albums and eras of the performer's career.
Which is my favorite Bowie period? I think it changes. Absolutely no pun intended.
Bowie studied linguistics in college. The way that he tells it, it was sort of an arbitrary decision that gradually morphed into an academic career. By graduate school, he was drawn to the ways that dialects differ within religious communities.
Looking at actually Amish teenagers when they do the Rumspringazite, where they go out into the community, and looking what happens linguistically.
That project never quite materialized, but the line of inquiry brought him to Utah, then Florida, and eventually Alaska. Since then, he's developed an interest in how English has transformed in a place that it's really only existed for about a century.
There's a few scattered things here and there, but very little really on Alaskan English, and vanishingly little on pronunciation, which is my focus.
His dream is to one day have a dialect atlas for Alaska, something that could take decades or even outlast him. It would map the local nuances of speech, lexical differences like snow machine versus snowgo, or who uses the long and Inupiaq-inflected A sound as an Anaktuvuk pass. Bowie's passion is finding the subtleties of speech that communicate more than just their surface meaning, the distinction between language and grammar that he first encountered inside a linguistics textbook.
People have these rules that they've come up with and that they say are really important. But really what's going on is people are actually using a system. People are using an actual system of language, and that system includes split infinitives. That system includes sentences ending with prepositions. And that system is what we use to express ourselves and to be able to communicate with each other. And if people are communicating with each other successfully, who cares if they follow your dumb rules?
Bowie like Bowie, is a bit of a rule breaker, albeit with phonemes and syntax rather than genre and gender bending. He cares deeply about sound, less for the technical specifics of a sentence or a consonant or a song note than the effect that it has on the listener.
At some level, I just kind of enjoy music to match a mood. I mean, right immediately before we had this interview, I switched Pandora on and I was listening to very, very angry old school rap because that really worked for the moment.
And in that, Bowie is maybe just one little vowel sound away from a performer who always aimed to leave an impression.
Oh no, love, you're not alone.
On Mars, I'm Zachariah Hughes.